According to FinAid.org, about two-thirds of students who graduated from college in the U.S. in 2008 had student loans. The average total debt? Just over $23,000. Some rural communities are offering to help recent grads. They'll pay off a portion of those loans if the grads move there. Niagara Falls in New York is trying it, and Kansas just started a 5-year pilot program called the Rural Opportunity Zone, or ROZ. To learn more, we're joined by Chris Harris. He's program manager of the Kansas ROZ at the State's Department of Commerce. And Chris, how does this program work?
There are two incentives that we're offering. Now, the first one you mentioned, the student loan repayments, that's up to $15,000. That's paid out over 5 years to move to these areas. And the other incentive is a waiver for an individual's income tax, Kansas State income tax liability, for up to those 5 years.
Now these areas, I'm told, have been losing population for years. The census says, I think, 77 of the state's 105 counties lost residents between 2000 and 2010. And this program, we should say, is only available in certain counties. So tell me, in those counties, what does the economic picture look like?
Well, we selected 50 counties as part of this program, and when I say we, I mean the Kansas legislature did. And they picked counties that have lost approximately 10% of their population since the last census. Many of these counties, their economies are based on agriculture and manufacturing. And as the productivity in agriculture increased and fewer people were required to produce a certain level of output, that led to some population loss, but many of the people leaving are younger people, sometimes due to a perception that there aren't the professional opportunities in these regions and that there will be more available in the urban areas.
Are there enough professional jobs to lure college graduates to begin with?
We always knew that there were. Many of the economic development directors in many of these counties will consistently say that they have job openings, but not the people to fill them. And since we launched the program last year, we published the application on July 1st, we've received 383 applications, and people have started moving into these regions, and the majority of them are working in education, healthcare, lawyers, accountants, a very diverse cross-section of professional positions.
And they all have jobs?
Many of them are, when they apply for the program, they are in the process of talking to an employer.
Is it primarily, would you say, public sector jobs that are available, or are there some professional private sector jobs as well?
It is primarily private sector jobs. Private companies are informing potential employees of the program and using it as a recruitment tool.
What did the folks who are applying say about, you know, why they were doing this, and how much did this student loan benefit influence their decision?
Well, 21% say it's the most important reason that they're moving, while 34% say it's one of the most important reasons. Many times they are moving there for a multitude of reasons. They're moving there because maybe they have family that live in the region, or they used to live in the region and enjoyed the lifestyle.
And where are most of the applicants from then? Kansas?
The majority are from Kansas, but we have a surprising number that are moving from outside the state. I mentioned that we had 383 applications. 141 of them are coming from individuals moving from states other than Kansas, including California, Texas, New York, Florida, and the list goes on.
And so how do you talk to them about it? Do you have to target your pitch a little bit differently since they, you know, at least seemingly aren't familiar with Kansas? And what do you say to them?
Well, we asked them what their concerns are, and in just the last few weeks I've had several emails from people in California and New York who are concerned about having to buy a car because they utilize public transportation.
So they do have to buy a car. What's another biggie for living in a rural area that you might not think about?
Well, there are certain things like public transportation which may not be readily available, but the cost of living is much lower. While they have high-quality schools, access to health care, you have great hunting and outdoor activities, and many of these regions aren't that far from an urban area such as Wichita.
Well, you know, I read that the tax exemption part of this program will cost the state about $1.5 million in its first year. I haven't really seen estimates about the student loan repayment provision, but if the state is struggling, can Kansas afford to do this?
We believe that we can. We believe that the number of people we bring in will offset the cost. through increased revenues. And in fact, we've been very aggressive. The state has been very aggressive in pursuing low tax policies that would lead to growth. And this was the ROS program was the first step in doing that. And really, for these small towns, it's hard to overstate the impact that a new physician or a new young family with children would mean to that community. It increases enrollment at the school and many other factors.
Yeah, I guess there's probably some folks who say, instead of trying to attract new people, should we use the money to help the people who are already there and are struggling?
Yeah, that is a concern, and it's one that we've had to address. Many of the people that have lived in these counties for many, many years would tell you if they were to draw a list of priorities for their community, one of the top ones would be out-migration, losing their youth, things of that nature. It is a very big priority for them, so they're very supportive of the effort.
Essentially, then, what you're saying is that most of the folks who live in these economically distressed counties would prefer that funds be spent on trying to boost the economy of those counties than provide further assistance. Is that right?
Well, many of the individuals that are working in economic development in the region, live in that region, see it as a priority to provide a sizable workforce for the private employers that are there. Often one of the issues preventing expansion of businesses is the availability of qualified employees, and they see it as a worthy use of state funding.
And they being the folks who work in economic development.
Work in economic development, also live as citizens in the area.
Chris Harris, Program Manager of the Kansas Rural Opportunity Zone Program at the State's Department of Commerce. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
And Monday on Here and Now, the investigation into what Penn State officials knew about the sex abuse allegations against Jerry Sandusky. Also, when you think summer veggies, do you think radishes or turnips? Our resident chef Kathy Gunst has some ideas for less popular produce. That's Monday. News is next, Here and Now.